Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. This time I have the opportunity to speak to the Australian's women's national coach, head coach of Australian's women's team preparing for the Olympic Games right now, Predrag Mihailovic, and we are talking about his plans and experiences coming from Europe to Australia as a water polo coach.
But this is the most important point for me, at least. that not really recognizing that we are speaking about 1 or 1.5 hours and without recording this stuff. I'm really happy to have you as the next international guest here in the podcast. So welcome. As mentioned before, we have a little time gap between the two of us. so it's in Australia, your time in the evening. And here it's really lunchtime. So maybe I would like hand it over to you for the beginning, maybe for a short introduction from you.
Okay, thanks for inviting me for this broadcast. So yeah, as you mentioned, there is time difference now. It's 9 p.m. We just finished training now here in the camp, national camp, where we are preparing for Olympics. So introduction. So you know, my name is there. I'm coaching woman water polo team in Australia, and we are just finalizing our final preparation for Olympics, which will start 23rd of July.
Yeah. So I saw you actually your announcement video, I think yesterday or 1 or 2 days ago, with the announcement of the player or the woman going for Australia to the Olympic Games. Is it still something? So it is something special, I would assume. But for you as a trainer of these women's team for Australia, is it something special to go to the Olympic Games?
Yeah, when we come, announcement team, it is special. You know, just looking that it's always not an easy decision to make to select the team, because we have really good athletes around. So we need to make final decisions. It's not easy. But when this is finished, then you see athletes, you know, when it's coming to celebration and you see their happiness and they see their end of, what you mentioned, it's not end of tunnel, but how much effort they put and they finally get their goals to be selected in the team and to get their dreams. It really make you happy and you make you proud that you are part of this group. That's a special feeling which I didn't have before, you know. So it's also quite new for me as a coach, and it's totally different situations and different atmosphere, different feeling when you're selecting team for some competition, or is it world championship, or is it club level, when it's coming selection for Olympics, and you see and feel these all emotions around you.
You mentioned that it's really a special situation for the team and for yourself, because you're not really have these experiences in the past, maybe to go to the Olympic Games. You also mentioned the World Champions chips, for example. Is there a difference between nomination a team or selecting a team for the Olympic Games and for the World Championships, for example?
Yeah, it's absolutely different. It's different atmosphere, different criteria, different process. Everything is different, you know.
Yeah.
So intentions are different, emotions are different. Yeah.
And what is the age or the approximately age in your team? So is it high or really young group?
It's actually mix. You know, so we have really experienced athletes. Right? Bron Knox, she's fourth Olympic. Yeah, so we have experienced athletes, and we have really young athletes, maybe. So it's their first big competition. Actually, they come to Olympic because of this COVID situation. Everything was rotating, and we couldn't have competition out from Australia. So it's a mixture of, half team is looking really experienced, and half team is really young team. So I hope this mixture will give us best results. You
know? So you have the flexibility at the end, that you have the experienced person in the water, then in the pool, and also in combination with the young girls and ladies. Is it special to work as a trainer with women or with girls? So is there any big difference from your point of view working with girls or women instead of boys and men?
Yeah, because of my experience also, I work with the boys in Europe, and working with the women's girls, I start working with girls. It's totally different. Totally different approach. Totally different. Sport is same. There are some difference, of course, because girls are more, because of costumes, they can grab from costumes, is different. A little bit there difference and different ability, girls and boys. But approach and way you train the girls and the way you want to take the best from your team to take from the girls and boys is different. Yeah. So I'm always looking as a coach how me and my team, how we can get best from this team, what we have, and to get best out from the girls, the approach has to be totally different than with the boys.
Yeah. So it's an individual way to manage these kind of things then the difference between boys and girls then at the end. Yeah. So how important is the other trainer stuff around you? Maybe so you are the head coach, but I would assume you have a goalkeeper coach or trainer. You have a conditional trainer, a swim trainer. How important is this kind of orchestration around you?
Yeah, but look, when I mentioned this is a team, you know, and, you know, what we have done till now, some good results, or we hope we'll get good results. It's not, I cannot do this by myself. I really have a good team around me. So it's assistant coach, goalkeeper coach. We have a sports psychologist who is working with us together. We have a physio who is part of our team. You know, we have a manager who is part of our team, and there are also around other providers. And it's important that all of these providers, assistant coach or staff, that put their input in the team, and that we create this puzzle, which we believe will be good. So, but in this way, how is program set up here, it's really teamwork. And I think sometimes, you know, it's easier when you're going by yourself to do whatever, but this environment which is here and to get best result and to get best outcome, I think it's important in this teamwork what we have. And combined with the girls, that we are looking one big team. And I think as much as we are on the same page, that our results will be better.
Yeah, so you have to go to guide everything in the same direction, yeah? So
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you say you are right now back in the camp or in the training camp for the preparation for the Olympic Games, how was it in the past? So over the last couple of weeks and months, so how was the situation for you to be able to train in Australia during the pandemic situation?
So, you know, Australia, regardless of pandemic situation, probably you're aware, you know, we don't have many cases here. There was some periods where there were restrictions. But when games were postponed, like other national teams, probably we made maybe 150 plans, and every time we changed these plans and tried to. So we had one period when games were postponed that Australian program is national program is based that we have institutes, and they train their institutes program. It's Western Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria. And then we look away how best we can create our program and to prepare for Olympics. So with our final, like what we started, it was, I think, end of January, beginning of February, we start our preparation together. And from then, our preparation is going, we are 4 or 5 weeks together. Then we go 1 week home, 4 or 5 weeks together, 1 week home. And we are trying our best because in because of government regulations and everything, so we are not traveling out from Australia, which is obviously minus, so we cannot have an international game, official game, and this is what we accept, and that's the way it is, and that it's our decision as a team, that in these circumstances, for looking our team, it's the best way to prepare, so we are focusing on ourselves, but analyzing other opponents through games, which you can find the video, but we don't have any official games.
Yeah, so you have quite the same situation, maybe like in other, let's say European countries, maybe here they are not able to travel around, have to cancel or postpone any official games, and maybe you mentioned the structure in Australia with the institutes and the regions, where you have the institute, or let's say, in my opinion or my view, would be that you have one institute in one division or one area, for example, and then you train there or give the athletes some planning trends or trains and so on, and plans, and then you have a dedicated time together after this, and this is really in the one after the other.
Yeah, so it's based on this, that institutes are based in states. So in one state, let's say New South Wales or Queensland states or Western Australia. So the best athletes, well, they in program of these states, they train together. And there in each institute, there is a coach, which we coordinate together and work together, that we are on the same page and prepare the girls in these states on the standards which we want. So we put some standards. Once our preparation started at end of January, what standards girls needs to be, what requirement, and how will be our camp, what load will be, so that girls can come in national. Then when we come together, that we can just smoothly move forward.
Yeah, so I think basically then this setup or this environment would be maybe quite the same, for example, like in Germany, where you have also in some areas or regions, in Germany, it's called Stützpunkt. Yeah, so where you have one center or an institute, for example, in your case, where you have a dedicated trainer and you have the ability to train there. And then maybe at the end for the final preparation for the Olympics, or a special tournament, you come together as a group. So when you come to Australia some years ago, so coming from Europe, how difficult was it to say, okay, I come from Europe, I know the European way of water polo, and maybe the Australian guys or people are maybe doing something different, having different understanding of the sport. How difficult was it for you to come to Australia?
Well, it was my decision, family decision, that we move in Australia, different reason, and doesn't matter. It was not some big plan, just happened and we moved.
Okay.
Regards water polo, I had experience because I work in different country and play in different country, and I expected that in Australia it's totally different.
Could not be the same as in Europe.
Yeah, it could not be the same. But also when we speak about Europe, it's each country, it's also different. It's a different mentality. Mm-hmm. And what I learned through this journey, that actually you cannot make copy-paste, So how is it Italy? You make copy-paste in Germany and by all opposite, especially when country which are Australia or somewhere, it's a different setup, different system, different mentality, different lifestyle, different. It's really big. It was a really big change. And some what I saw and how it's operating, it will takes me time to understand.
By the way, also in the discussion with Elvis Fatovic, he told me exactly the same, that he's really surprised by the fact that they are going very early to the pool or to training, because after that they're going to study and to work or something different. This is maybe the biggest difference in this.
Yeah, because environment is different, the lifestyle is different, and the obligations of athletes are different. So we had to adjust the program so that we can get both kids, both cakes. Well, they said that they can have their university or study or work at the same time what is required for water polo. So as I was head coach of Institute Program in New South Wales, and sessions were really early, 5 a.m. So, and then if you need to travel 1 hour or 40 minutes, because Sydney is a big city, so when you calculate it, it's really early. It's not the best, but at the same time, you see commitments from athletes. And I know some of them, whether they are going to school, they are going to work, or there is something else. So it's really big commitments, which really push you to think, to open your mind. It's when those athletes are ready to do that, where is the end, you know? It's. And I'm always trying to look things from the positive side.
Yeah, so we just maybe also then dedicated to the lifestyle in Australia. So yes, maybe to view it in each case more positive way.
More for you.
even when you say it's not really able to copy a paste because the environment is different in the different countries and so on, the mentality is a different one. Are there any things from your active career or also work trainer stations here in Europe, which is where you say, okay, these are exactly maybe not copy paste 1-to-1, but these kind of things you can do your current job also.
When we're speaking, you know, about water polo, how to lead the session and which way it's and what we aim from there. This is what I learn in Europe. But in same time, the style of the game, which I believe Australia should play, it will not be same as I will believe Germany should play. So just we need to adjust. And what I mentioned before, it's really about different mentality, different style. So if Australia is really fast, mobile or something, I don't think they should play a game as is playing, for example, Serbia or something, which is totally different game. Yeah. So, okay, boys and girls are different, but I'm just the style of the game. I think with mentality, with what is the strength of Australia, that me as a coach, I had to adjust that how to improve, put the strength on the first line.
Yeah.
So my philosophy changed the structure of way of playing with Australia.
Yeah. So are there any countries or teams where you say, okay, this is maybe something for Australia also, for your team, saying, okay, this is something we could also do, or something where you say, okay, this is something I have to put in mind, maybe also to put it into account for your team or for your philosophy based on other countries, maybe?
But look, it's water polo, like me as a coach, is also that I'm trying to learn every day. So I'm watching other countries what they're doing, and what I believe is good, I'm trying to put in this environment and see how it works. So I cannot tell you, one country. So this is, I think I'm stealing from each country a little bit and a little bit modified, change to this and try to put and see what is affecting. Yeah.
Yeah. So which is maybe based on my experience right now from the experiences in the last couple of podcasts here, a change in the, let's say, mindset of a coach that he's not really focusing on his view. As you mentioned, you are able to adjust and see and put things into your strategy or your training plans from other countries, saying, okay, this is maybe from Hungary or from Germany or from the Netherlands. But when it's good and it works, why should I not adopt it to my team or my philosophy maybe? Yeah. So is it also maybe, what is your opinion on that? So is there a mind change maybe for coaches in the last couple of years so that they are not really in their own corridor?
I think each coach has own, that's definitely, and he has own stamp on way he's doing. But what I'm telling that how life is changing, when everything is going forward, the media information you can find, and when you compare 20 years ago, you know, it's so, everything is going fast, everything, you can get everything. So I think same as us, and for coaches, we have to pick up this information, which we believe is good, and if it's good, use it, you know, it doesn't matter which country, but I think the life is changed. Also, everything is changed. Everything is faster. Everything is available. So we as a person, doesn't matter, we are older now than 20 years, but everything's changed. So we have to change and adapt. And the main point is adapt, you know, because we believe that these changes will give us results or better outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think, the point that you mentioned is really important, that the life is changing, and also the, so you are able to watch these games online, and other coaches in the past, they have to travel to the location, actually, to see the game. Yeah. So this is really changing, because right now you have the opportunity to see lots of games and saying, okay, this is something I have to put maybe also in my tactic.
So, there is nothing to add on this subject, but I think that, you know, when you look at mobile phone 20 years ago and now, it's amazing what is a change. So I think,
I think also the responsibility maybe of each water polo player. So this is also coming from one of the last podcasts. The responsibility is also for each player to promote the sport, as a single person. So at the end, as a summary, when all of us doing more, we have maybe a bigger impact then.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know.
When you right now, so as mentioned at the beginning, so we have a huge time gap and also a big difference between the Australia and Europe. So do you following also the men's area, so the Champions League, for example, in Europe still from Australia?
Yeah, I'm following as best as I can. It's a lot of different time difference, you know. So, but hard for to follow alive, and now especially we are busy. But I'm following, and some games when are interesting, I'm watching. I still follow, and boys and girls, I don't make a difference, because in the way that I really enjoy to watch all the games, and I follow, you know, what you mentioned now about Hanover. You know, also club competition, there was, I think, what was now in Italy was also surprise. Yeah. So
it was, surprise. Yeah, so between Brescia and Porreco.
Yeah.
So maybe over the last couple, so two, three years ago, you would say, okay, this is maybe a big surprise, but I think there are so many transfers and player transfers, coaching transfers. There are so much money maybe going around in other countries. So, which is not the case for Germany, to be honest. But this is maybe also something which is, makes it different or not so easy for German clubs, for example, to be successful in the Champions League. Now we have at least two clubs from Germany playing in the Champions League, maybe on the last two places. So when they are going to the final eight, so they are also in a way, or they have really also the opportunity to win games. Yeah. So this is really a big step forward for Germany or for the German league. When we are talking about the German league, so what about the Australia league? So what is the level from your point of view for the league in Australia? So to be honest, I'm not really aware of the level in Australia. So
the national league, Australia national league, it's competition which the best clubs are competing. So unfortunately this year, because of the COVID situation, it was canceled, but it was organized something similar. It was organized Cup 7, which was in Sydney, and it was a tournament based, like competition.
Okay.
And this was the only competition which happened here during the COVID situation. So, and regards the standard of National League, it really depends of the years, depend if in regards of men's, if men's are some, depend on the season, sometimes a lot of men's players are overseas. In regards of women national team, also depend if girls are out playing overseas or going USA colleges. But I think it's stepping, developing every year. It's getting better, and there are a lot of clubs are getting better. A lot of energy is put inside, a lot of work is put behind, and I believe how time is going that this league will become better and better. What is big? Australia is really huge. So to organize national league, you know, because you for distance Sydney, but it's 5 hours flights, yeah. You know, so there are a lot of logistic which are not giving easy to organize this. The standard of national league is getting better and better.
So you are right now in the camp you mentioned regarding the final preparation for the Olympics. So are there any yes. official games in front of the or between now and the start of the Olympic Games?
So we will try to have official games, which will not be official, but to try to make simulation as best as we can. As I mentioned in our when we start conversation, that we will not have international games, official games. We will not travel outside of Australia. It's also, we were thinking, you know, to bring teams here, but the government rules is still strict that whoever comes to Australia needs to be 14 days in quarantine. So no one is interested for that, which is absolutely not logical. So we are having games. We try to organize against boys, young boys age, which can really be suitable for women team, and that we also care about injuries and everything. But at the same time, that level of game is good, that the game is close. And then this is in this situation that we are organizing, and I think this is the best what we can do in this circumstance.
Yeah. So I would assume that other countries are maybe in a quite same situation like you, yeah, so that you are not really able to travel around even when they come from Germany, from Europe, so because of the regulations from country to country. Do you think it's maybe a disadvantage or problem maybe for you in terms of preparation to go to the Olympic Games?
So, you know, other countries in these circumstances are, you know, there was a World League in Europe was played in the head official games. Europe is more communicating between, you know, so it's easier to organize preparation. I don't know, Hungary, Holland, or Spain, Italy. So it's possible. It's possible I think we just have last week Canada-America game played in USA now. Hungary is currently play second game now in America. So it's a different situation there, and they are having this official game, which is really good. For us, we, as I mentioned to you, this is decision what was made in these circumstances. Is it, I don't have this experience in my coaching career to prepare a team like that, but looking at the team and our preparation and stuff which we are having around, I believe that we are on the right track. I am really quite confident that in these circumstances that we'll prepare and our team will be prepared as best as we can, and that in these special circumstances which will happen in Olympics, because we are all aware that this Olympics will not be, it will be something totally different. So that we are prepared for that environment from our standpoint, that we have our best performance.
Yeah.
Time will show in. Yeah, when the Olympics finish, the results will show and see what how our job done. You know, but it's totally it's totally different time. You know, so it's
So at least as a coach, it's not only different because maybe it's something very special and. Yeah, so as a first time Olympian trainer, head coach, it's maybe not the easiest situation. No?
But it's not easy, but you know, I think I believe that nothing good comes easy in the life. So I think it's normal for me, and I believe, you know. But you know, really the team, you know, it's also that when you feel the team and you see energy, what they're doing every morning, every day, every it's really hard work which they are putting behind. So it's really giving me confidence in these circumstances that this is best what you can do, and that I'm proud to lead this team. I'm happy to to lead this team. And then Olympics will show, because, you know, also this Olympics, yeah, they are putting what will happen, what will be, but nobody knows when what will happen there, because for everybody it's something new.
So especially the atmosphere then at the pool or the location, it's totally different because there's no really audience in this tournament than this time. So this is maybe the biggest difference. So because we talked with so many Olympia attendees over the last couple of podcasts, and they say, okay, the moment when you're walking into the stadium or pool or whatever, and all the audiences and people are shouting and screaming, and this was for so many persons attending the Olympic Games really the most emotional moment. Yeah. And when you have right now the Olympic Games, or you travel to Olympic Games and somebody says, okay, there's no audience, then this special moment is really not there. Yeah. So you are not able to experience this moment. And this is maybe something very special. And also for each person and each trainer, coach, or athlete going to the Olympics, very special and emotional then.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I think beside the audience, I think everything else will be different. I think it will be different, the atmosphere also in the village. I think it will be different way how you live these 2 weeks in Olympics, how you operate.
Yeah,
I think everything will be different, but this is what it is. I hope just, you know, Olympics go on. It will be good for athletes because they are, you know, it's 5 years cycle preparing for this Olympic to have their dreams. And I hope this will go on. So,
yeah. So, at the end, there are still some medals to achieve. Yeah. So even when there are no fans around the pool, so next year, nobody's asking if you won the gold medal or whatever medal, with or without audience. Yeah. So it's not really marked on the medal then at the end.
it's not something that's how you get it.
Yeah, exactly. So come and get it is maybe a good point. So when you travel to Olympic Games, maybe you have something in mind or some targets maybe for yourself, for your team. So are there any targets or expectations or saying, okay, we have to reach the semi-final, the final, quarter-final, whatever? Are there any targets or measures?
We have our targets. You know, Australian women program have always high targets and results, as you know, standing in previous Olympics. So it's our obligation and to keep this tradition. To we have high targets, and I think this always should stay there. We will achieve these high targets. You know, this is another question, but the way I'm thinking as a coach, they're really looking day by day. You know, so that we have first game, we need to finish second game and go step by step, you know. So I don't want to go too much in front. We know that our main target, we believe that if we perform as we can, that we will get our targets. So I put that it's in our hand, that our duty is to perform best as we can, and to we go game by game.
Yeah, so which is maybe then at the end also the best method or the best way to do it. Yeah. So because things changing, maybe then you have injuries and, something you cannot really, plan, upfront. Yeah. So there are things changing. Yeah.
And, you know, also what we learn, you know, this coming, you can have plans for all situations, but again, comes something that you couldn't make plan because you didn't know that this is possible to be happened. So, and it is also speaking to people who were Olympics and everything, and then experiences, you know, you plan everything, plan, but when comes Olympic, everything's changed for some reason, you know, it's something, you know. So,
and this could also be, minor changes, yeah. So there are not really major changes needed to change your plan, yeah. to your organizations. Maybe this could also be some smaller things coming in front. Cool, yeah. So at least I wish you all the best and your team all of luck for the Olympic Games. So hopefully there are no really major injuries right now after your nomination for the Olympic Games for the team.
Thank you.
Maybe we have the chance to talk again, maybe after or during or whatever the Olympics, maybe. Yeah. Would be my pleasure, my honor. So at least I would give you some time back in the evening, so after the training, so maybe some time for recover also for the coach.
Okay, thank you, Andreas. It was my pleasure to be part of this, and
you're welcome.
I will be really happy to have chat with you anytime we suit you. Hopefully after Olympics we can make again, and hopefully make this will pass that we can travel and we can see each other live.
yeah. So there are really changing my plans for this year because some guests here in the podcast saying, okay, yeah, Final Eight in Hanover will take place this year, and let's meet for a beer and so on. So this is not really happening because Vaspo is traveling to Belgrade this year for the Final Eight. And I'm absolutely happy to meet face to face, maybe also organizing some live chats, maybe, or live meetings than in the past when it's okay for you. So this is each time really, really enjoyable evening then in this case. Last time it was very, very funny.
Okay.
Good. So thanks for your time again, and wish you all the best for Olympics, and have a nice evening.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. All best to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So we are already at the end of the latest episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. I hope you enjoyed the discussion and with the Australian's women's head coach. I wish you and your team all the best for the Olympic Games, and hope to see you soon again somewhere here in Europe on the poolside. And yeah, in the meantime, I can only recommend to get a fan of the Facebook fan page and to share the link with your network, and stay safe and healthy, and stay tuned who will be the next guest in the next episode next week. So see you soon. Gonna be hard, 'cause I've seen everything. Surprise me.